We do trust and pray that after we've had a hallelujah good time in this house, that you will go and share with your loved ones and just have a good day. Just have a good day. Make the devil out of a lie. Hallelujah. The enemy don't want you to have joy, but I thank God for the joy that the Lord God gives from within. So if you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to call your attention to the 2 Kings. The 4th chapter, I read verses 1 through 7. And our supporting scripture this morning coming from the 3rd chapter of Genesis, verse 16, that you've already heard in your hearing this morning. Today is going to be one of those messages to where if you ever watched a movie that's kind of, you got to stay with it to understand it. You got to stay with it to understand it. And you'll see what I mean in just a moment. The Bible says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow it not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. It came to pass when the vessels were full, then she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Genesis 3 and 16 says, Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. On the basis of these verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. First, there was God. Then, mama. Then there was mama, and there was God. First there was God, then mama. Then there was mama, and there was God. Whatever you do, don't take your joy from me. Hallelujah. We wouldn't dare allow just a little clench. Take our joy this morning. Isn't that God a good God this morning? Hallelujah. We thank God for our men this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus in song. We just thank God for another opportunity to give God praise. For the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And we're thankful that God have allowed us this space and this opportunity to come on this great day that God has made. And not by any of our goodness or our merits, but it's because he is such a loving and a merciful God. Because of God's love and mercy, he's allowed us and allowed me another opportunity to come. And I thank God for allowing us to stand on today on Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is one of those very special times of the year. And we realize that when we look, those of us that search the scriptures and we have opportunity to speak on occasion, and we find that there are not a lot of references that deals with mothers. So as years go by, you began to wonder, Lord, what am I going to say this year? Lord, what am I going to say this year? Because there are some services that need to be somewhat direct. They need to sort of hit the point of what's going on. And so that's why, regardless to what is going on, today is Mother's Day. And, you know, you need to take the time out to realize and recognize who your mother is and what she really means to you. You'll never, ever have another like the one that you have. And so you need to thank God for all of the things that you have experienced in life, the good and the bad. And we understand that there comes a time that every mother has to take that authority figure in and realize that I cannot spoil this child. There are times when I have to say no. There are times when I have to go outside in the old day and get a switch. Today we may have a strap or a belt in the house, but there were times that we didn't have to necessarily get the beating. All we had to do was get the look. And when you get the look, you know, to get yourself in order. We got too much debating and too much conversation going on between parents and children now that we didn't know nothing about talking back. Oh, no. Hey, you had a mind, but you better think inside your head. You better not come out of your mouth with certain things. And I don't know about you, but the household I lived in, you couldn't even look a certain kind of way because mama didn't like for you to look any kind of way at her. She act like she can read your mind. And boy, I go upside your head. You don't look at me like that. So you learn at a very early age that there's some things that you just cannot do. I don't care what the other folk do. You got to do what your mama say do. Now the Joneses might let their children stay out to 8, 10 o'clock at night. But in my house, when the lights go out, you come in. You stay in hearing distance of your name. Because if mama called your name and you don't come running, then you cannot guarantee that she will be standing there at the door. You know, when Jesus said you can't get through unless you go by me, then mama said you're not coming in here unless you come by me. Well, I knew that once I come by you, I'm going to get something. Whether it's a knock upside the head, a hit with a belt, a hit with a switch, or push in the back, but a cussing out, whatever it might take. Don't act like you don't know. Our children didn't learn how to cuss all by themselves. Somebody at home been cussing. Stop trying to beat them children down and watch your mouth. We had those kind of folk in some households that they let it flow. In some households that they'd hold it and go in the room. But none of us. I don't care what side of the track you live on. We wasn't exempt from knowing the real deal in life. We knew there were good days and bad days. We knew there were days sometimes when everything was just highly duly. And then there were days when you got to just look and wonder. But God is still a mighty good God. And so God bless us again another year to come and to share. And we just thank God for an opportunity to share. Since our childhood, we were taught how important it is to show our love and our appreciation for the woman that gave birth to us. There's something unique about the bond that most people share with their mother. And I say most because, unfortunately, there are some that don't associate or stay in contact with their mother. It's sad, but it's true. And so there are people that don't have that bond or that special kind of relationship with that woman called mama. And we know that in the real life that there are some women that bore babies that are mothers in the biological sense, but they lack the love and the tenderness that builds parental instinct. When a mother hears her child cry out, it ought to trigger a response immediately. Whether or not you get up and move or whether you just turn your head, but there's something about the sound of your child's voice that will call your attention. And there's something about that child that when that child calls you or that child says something, the tone of that child's voice will let you know whether or not there's something wrong somewhere. And sometimes they may even try to cover it up because they know you are sensitive to them. So they may try to cover it up. But there's something about that motherly instinct that will let them know that something just is not right. And they will pry and begin to figure out a way that they can find out whatever it is, because if there's anything that I can do to help you, then I'm going to help you. That's a good thing. As believers, we are taught, and we had in our responsive reading this morning, that that we got to learn to train the children in the way that they should go. One of our God-given commandments was to give honor to our fathers and our mothers. Despite our feelings or our interactions with them, God says, give honor, love, and respect. Then as I reflect back on the times of old when I was a child running around playing and shooting the jive with my friends, one of the main rules of peace in the land was don't say nothing about my mama. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, that was a touchy situation. That was a touchy subject back in the day. That there was something about when you said something about mama, it would bring out a mean, vindictive, and seem to overtake you. And all of a sudden, you are almost at a stage of rage because you don't talk about my mama. Now, you can say anything you want to say about me, but don't say nothing about my mama. Is there any witnesses in the house this morning? Yeah, are there any persons in here that realize that there were some times when I wouldn't have got in trouble at school, but he said something about my mama? I wouldn't have got in a fight, but he said something about my mama. You don't talk about my mama. Now, my mama may have beat me down last night and made me mad, but you ain't going to talk about it tomorrow. We're talking about mama. Mama is a touchy issue. You don't talk about it. You don't look at her wrong. As you grow older, you don't even want all kinds of folk associating with your mama. There's nothing more precious than the love that you have from that woman called mama. And one thing about it is that you got to understand that she is very special because of who God made her. We got to know that anybody that can remember any of those days when we used to go to battle about mama, we got to be honest enough to admit that even though you're grown now, nothing's changed. You know, we give references and we talk about what I used to do when I was young and what I'd do if you talk about my mama. But I'm 58 years old now. And you talk about my mama, I still go to battle. Mama been dead 16 years now, but you ain't gonna talk about my mama. Whole lot of those of us church folks, saints, and so-called Christians, you want to see another side of them talk about your mama. You don't have to go lay your religion down. It's already down because you already ready. Today is a good day to share time and fellowship with family and friends, and especially if you still have your mother around, it's a good day to be with her. And if you're not able to be with her, you ought to make sure that you talk to her. Make sure that you tell her that you love her. Make sure that you tell her that I just thank God that I'm not able to see you today, but I had to hear your voice. There's something about hearing the voice of mama that just makes everything seem like it's going to be a better day now. That there's something about having that connection so that you know that I'm not in it all by myself. You see, we got to realize that when we talk about mama, mama goes way back. For mama was that one that was there when we didn't know how to do things for ourselves. Mama was that one that was there when we realized that I don't know what I'm going to do, but it seemed like mama is a miracle worker. Anybody ever looked and think it seemed like mama always know how to make a way? Mama knew how to take some things and take nothing and make something out of it. Mama can take a little bit and make a whole lot go up and stretch out. Mama had magical powers. Mama had power that nobody else knew not of, because if I get in trouble, if anybody want to go anything against you, all you had to do is, if nothing else, you wanted to see your mama. There are a lot of us that think that we all big and bad, but as soon as we get down and out, where's my mama? I think if I could talk to mama, I'd be all right. So be thankful. We're here and we talk about over the last several weeks the importance of love and how we as brothers and sisters should love one another in the body of Christ. We realize that love is a very special thing. There's no love like the love of our Father. For our Father said through the Bible that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And that God that I'm talking about loves us with an unconditional love. He loves who we are. He loves us wherever we might be. When we think about the love of our mother, I believe that it's the closest experience that we have on earth to the love of Jesus. For when we are good or when we are bad, love is still there. When we're healthy or when we're sick, love is still there. Even though there are times when we did the right things and there were times when we may have gotten in trouble, but the love of a mother is still right there. We watched a news clip of a woman in Maryland just a few days ago wailing upside her son's head, and the question came up whether or not it was abuse or whether or not she was trying to save her child from the streets. And you can call it what you want to call it, but all I call it, that was mama. See, that wasn't nothing so special. My mom would have did the same thing. She had a wild road by and saw me out there acting a fool. She couldn't have got out of the car fast enough. Not only she beat me upside my head, she probably knocked me all on the ground and just went plumb fool on me. Right there in public. That's what a mama would do. A mama got out and realized that you're not going to act like this because this is not the way I train you. We need some more mamas that'll stand up to the plate and say, I'll knock your head plumb off your body. It's amazing how some of the things that they said that they'd do to us, and we thought that they were going to do it. Anybody ever been told I'll knock the taste out your mouth? Now that's getting hit pretty hard. When they knock your taste buds right out your mouth. Get too grown, talk about you want to do this and you want to do that, and I can't go here, I can't go there. But my mama said, you put your little stuff in a matchbox. Now you don't have nothing if you don't fit it into a matchbox. Go on about your business, because if you can't do what I say do. I thank God for all of those families that are blessed enough to have mom and daddy at the house. But I thank God for those single mothers that realize that I may not have that man here, but this child not going to run over me. Many of them are doing it right now. Having to carry the load, having to do most of it all. But don't get weary in your well doing, for you will reap if you faint not. That same child that you thought wasn't going to be very much, that's the one going to turn around and do the most for you. That same child that you thought that was going to be your everything, that might be the one to give you a whole lot of trouble and a whole lot of hell. So you got to be very careful how you look at your children and how you classify what they're going to do. Even though they might do this today, God gave them an opportunity to make some changes. And as you down on bending knees and praying to God for them, God will change some things in their lives. You can't do it. You already trained them. You already told them right from wrong. There's not many of us in here from old school that don't know what getting a real beating is all about. I'm not talking about time out. I'm not talking about no telephone. We didn't have no telephone anyway. I'm not talking about you got to cut the television off because the television went off at midnight anyhow. A lot of us have forgot where we come from. We let that TV play all night long and then we worry about the light bill. I'm the same way, because you know what I say? I'm going to have to pay it anyway. So I'm going to be cool when I need to be cool. I'm going to be warm when I need to be warm. Because if you go up there and say you ain't got it, they're going to click you off. How many times, many mamas in here
had to scrape, get nickels and dimes together to make sure that the light bill was paid. Make sure that there was at least a pack of bologna and a loaf of bread in the house. Make sure that you realize that I'm going to be here and I'm not going to leave you. I'll always be right there. There's no love like the love of a mama. We got to understand that when we talk about the love of a mama, we got to do exactly what God wants us to do. I thank God for the mother that I had. And I was one of those that we would call a mama's boy. I knew what it was to know and feel the love that came from a loving mother. I knew what it was to know that I got somebody that I can depend on. I knew what it was to know that I got somebody that'll fight my battle for me, because my mama was the kind of woman, just like a lot of women out there, you don't mess with my children. Now we had it on the flip side, don't talk about mama, but now mama say don't talk about my children. They might be bad, but they're mine. All of us got some hard knocks in our lives. But we learned how to work with the hard knocks. Learned that all we got to do is trust the power of a loving and a mighty God. All those times we realized, and we go back in the course of time, we thought that mama had a way of always making a way. But you know, I found out that when I thought it was just mama, all the time, it was God making a way for mama. And in turn, he made a way for us. A lot of us in here grew up not having a whole lot, but we had mama. And when you got that love that comes from a loving mother, you don't worry about the things that you don't have, because material things are just that. But when I know that when I opened up my eyes in the morning, even back when we didn't have much, I didn't ever have to go to school hungry. I didn't have a lazy mama. I had a good mama. That I get up early in the morning, and if it wasn't nothing but some grits, I had something to put in my stomach before I went off for my day. So I realized that it wasn't mama, it was the Lord. Now, first, there was God. God created the heavens and the earth. Bible says the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden and dressed it to keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Bible said the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, for I will make him a helpmeet for him. Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman, brought her unto the man. Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Well, the Bible says that on a particular day, they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Now, we got to understand that the voice in the garden said, I'm afraid because I was afraid and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Thou hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat. man said, that woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. The Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? The woman said, it was a serpent. He beguiled at me, and I did eat. So, in other words, we have these two individuals that God created. He created Adam, and then he realized Adam don't need to be all by himself. So he made him a woman, and this woman that he made him listened to the wiles of the enemy. And the enemy changed up the wording of the Lord, and he told the woman that, oh no, he just know that you'll be a God just like he a God, so you'll be all right. You won't surely die. But you got to be careful about listening to the enemy. The enemy will twist even the word of God up. So you got to study yourself to be approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Know what the word of God is telling you this day. So now here this woman is trying. First of all, the man passes the buck. I wouldn't have did it if it wasn't for the woman. Woman said, I wouldn't have did it if it had not been for the serpent. So now look at what God said. Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. So he made his whole life change because of disobedience. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Then unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. That's another message in itself. I like to address it, but I'm not even going to mess with that. No need of me making somebody mad this morning. So I'm going to move along. I said enough for you to get possessed of what I want to say. So then Adam says, because thou art hearkened to the voice of thy wife, you've eaten of the tree, which I commanded thee, saying that thy ground should not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. So man changed his day in paradise to a day of working in the vineyard because he had it made. All he had to do was do what God said do. And if he did what God said do and not been disobedient, then we wouldn't have had to work. The woman wouldn't have had to go through all that pain and suffering. But because of disobedience, the Bible said the woman is going to have sorrow in her conception, and it was going to multiply. So as I hear women talk about, as I saw my daughters being born and heard all the crying and all the hollering and all the pain, but after all the pain is gone, mama, act like that pain never was there. And they embrace that gift of life with all the love that they can muster. And they forget about all that they had to go through to get that child into this world. So now they're happy. They're happy because they've done what a mother ought to do. But now look here. But the Bible says, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. So now you're with me? First, there was God. God made Eve. So then there was mama. Because mama Eve was the first one to go through the suffering of pain and sorrow. But she brought it on herself. A whole lot of you like to say that I wouldn't be in this condition if I could just turn back the hands of time. Anybody in here realize that is impossible? Those things that you did yesterday, you're going to have to answer to one day. You got to realize first there was God, then there was mama. But then there was mama, and now I realize that there's God. Now, preacher man, what are you talking about? Well, I realize now once God blessed my mama to have a child, once God blessed your mother to have a child, Your mama was one of the first faces that you saw in this world. And because you saw that face every day, because in the middle of the night, when you opened up your eyes, mama was right there. When you opened your eyes early in the morning, mama was right there. When you began to get sick in your body, there was something about mama that made everything feel all right. Anybody ever realize that when you're in a little bit of pain, all mama had to do was just hold you in her arms or rub you down on your head or just let you know, baby, everything is going to be all right. Something about loving my mama, something about knowing that she is right there. So I realize now that mama is on the scene. Mama got a job to do. Mama got to do whatever she can to make sure that we have things. I want to let you know this morning that you got to trust the power of a loving God. When I look here in our text this morning, it talks about a certain woman. This woman that was in a whole lot of debt. Her husband had died. She began to say there was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet. She went to the man of God called Elijah, and she said unto him, I want to let you know that I owe a whole lot of money. And the creditor said that they're going to come and take my two sons. They're going to put my sons in bondage. In other words, my sons are going to become slaves. If I don't have the money to pay, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Anybody in here ever seen your mama wonder or worry about how she's going to make ends meet? But I want to tell somebody this morning, if your mama know anything about the Lord will help her make a way out of no way. For the Bible said, the man of God said, what do you want me to do unto thee? Bible says, she said, thine handmaid. I don't have anything in the house save a pot of oil. But I want to let you know that this oil that she was talking about, it was olive oil. And olive oil was an expensive oil. It was expensive then as it is right now. Anybody in here use olive oil? You got to realize it costs more than the other oil. So there's something unique about that oil. This woman realized all I got is just a pot of oil. So the Bible said, the man of God said, I want you to go out. Send your sons out in the neighborhood. Tell them to borrow all the vessels that they can get their hands on. Anybody know how to trust the power of God? When you trust the power of God, you can't ask no questions. You cannot walk in doubt. This woman believed that I know that the Lord my God, he will make a way out of no way. All I got in my house is one little pot of oil. And the Bible says he told me to send my sons out. So my son done went out and got me a whole lot of vessels. The Bible say bring empty vessels, borrow not a few. So in other words, I need a whole lot of vessels, because you're going to have a whole lot of oil. The woman didn't say, I don't need that many vessels. She didn't say, I don't have but a little bit of oil. She just said, son, go out there and do what I tell you to do. Stop by everybody's house that you can find. Bring me every vessel that you can get your hands on. The Bible said when she got the vessels, she closed the door in there with her children. You know, when the Lord get ready to work, sometimes you need to get rid of everybody else. God can't bless you in the midst of a mess. God needs you all by yourself. You need to steal away and get in your secret closet. When you get in your secret closet, knowing that the Lord God is right by your side. I just stopped by to tell somebody that first there was God. Then there was mama. Then there was mama. But there was always God. Because mama couldn't make it all by herself. I thank God for a loving mama. I thank God for this woman in the book. The woman in the book said, all I got is just a little bit of oil. But I did what the Lord told me to do. I closed them off and I'm in the house now. And I'm pouring oil in the vessel. Bring me another vessel. I filled up another vessel. Bring me another vessel. I filled up another vessel. Bring me another vessel. I filled up another vessel. The Bible says, she said, bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, there's not another vessel to be found. But the Bible said that the oil was still there. In other words, she didn't run out of oil because she had the Lord on her side. Mama know how to take a little bit and stretch it out and make it last. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's why I love beans. That's why I love potatoes. Because they'll stretch out and feel. fill up your gut. It'll stick with you for a little while and let you know I've had something to eat. I want to thank God this morning for having a loving mama. Mama that had some awe. Mama that had some love. Mama that knew how to make a way. The Bible said she came and told the man of God. And he said, go and sell it all. Sell everything that you got. Pay your debt, and everything is going to be all right. After you pay your debt, I'm going to let you know there's going to be some left over for you to live off for a while, so you don't have to worry about your son being taken. Mama has a way of looking out for her own. Ain't nobody gonna get my two child. Ain't nobody gonna harm my children, because I am a child of the King and I love God. And if you love God, you ought to know God can be a mother for the motherless, a father for the fatherless. He is my joy. He is my love. He is my salvation. I want to say yeah to the power of a loving God. First there was God. Then there was mama. Then there was mama. But there was always God. God has always been right there. When I didn't know what I was going to do, I heard that when I was a little bitty baby, born in my mama's womb, came out with double pneumonia, couldn't even hardly cry, but I had a praying heart that knew something about the love of God, that knew how, you know, the mama, when she was a young mama, had to go to the old mama, and the old mama tell her what to do. Say, rub that baby down, and just keep on rubbing him down. And I want to let you know, by the grace of a loving God, pneumonia left me. I'm well. Everything is all right. That sick child that my mama had, he got well. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for the love of a mama. If you got your mama this morning, don't take it for granted. Love her while you can. Do what you can while you can. Stop making up excuses. Stop telling lies. Stop doing everything but the right thing. And you better love your mama while you got a chance. I just can't help myself, because I thank God. I thank God. I can tell you what having a good mama will do. It'll make you, even by yourself, realize the mama told me not to act like that. First, there was God. Then there was mama. Then there was mama. But there was always God. Every time you think that mama made a way, there's something behind the scenes. That something is nobody but Jesus. The Lord is the one that makes a way for mama, so mama can make a way for us. Sometimes we didn't do right, and we didn't let mama know. But if you got another opportunity to embrace your mama, to do those things that would make her feel like I did what the Lord wanted me to do by you. You can't make grown folk do nothing. But you can see a prayer. Say, Lord, that's my boy. That's my girl. And I told them the right thing to do, but they got their own life. But in the name of Jesus, it's still going to be all right. Because I did my part. To every mother in here that know that you've done or you are doing your part, stop beating yourself across the head. Enjoy your children. Love your children, whether they're good or whether they're bad. Some folk, they can see the bad in yours, but they think they got them little angels. And they're sadly mistaken. Because when them angels get around the corner, a lot of them do the same thing the mother was doing. But the key is, just let them know that God cares, we care, and we're going to be here. There are those that got a testimony. I never had to go to the courthouse. I never had to go to the jailhouse. I never had to go to the hospital. And you ought to be shouting, hallelujah, Jesus. But don't you know that don't make you any better than that mama that every time I turn around, I'm at the jailhouse or I'm down here trying to get you out of a little mess. But the good thing is the love of a mama. There are a whole lot of folk that say, I'll be there. And when you look out that little window, ain't nobody out there but mama.